You know, Brett, God never intended for us to hoard what we are given. And Scripture has even given us three obligations for our giving. So family's one of those things. Let's talk about that.
All right. So family is one of our first and most basic responsibilities to provide for. And in caring for widows, we see in Scripture this principle really laid out, this family responsibility. So I like to look at 1 Timothy 5, and in 1 Timothy 5, Paul's going down through how we care for the widows. And the first thing we see there is that if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first show godliness, it says, in caring for their parents or grandparents. So it's this initial responsibility that we are to care for those members of our own household. And then in verse 8 of 1 Timothy 5, he concludes by saying, but if anyone doesn't provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So very harsh words even for those people who wouldn't even care for those inside of their household. And this is really just an extension of the commandment of honoring our father and our mother even. So we see that in the commandment. We see it here in Paul talking in 1 Timothy of how we care for members of our household. That is a fundamental responsibility of what we're supposed to be doing with our money.
Mm. Well, Brad, God has also given us the responsibility of easing the suffering of other people, and in particular, you know, when it comes to giving to the poor. How does Scripture address that?
Mm, yeah, so one verse in this one, 1 John 3:17 says, but if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? So again, we see strong words for those who would see the poor and actually not help the poor. And the way I like to look at this is almost an extension of the first point we made on how we care for our family. Well, Timothy was talking about how we care for widows, so he was talking about the poor at that time. And he was saying the first responsibility is of their family. Their family should come in and help first. Beyond that, if they don't have family that can help, then this is where it falls back on the church. And so the church should be stepping in and helping those who can't provide for themselves. And this is a way that we show the love of Christ. And we see another great example of this in 2 Corinthians 8, where the other churches, Paul was going out and presenting them with an opportunity to take up an offering and for them to give to help the poor believers in Judea. Because if we look at the historical context of that, there was a lot of people had traveled in and received the message of Christ, had accepted Christ, didn't go back to their own home. So they were stuck there, and all the people in that local church had given everything, and now they had to go out even beyond the local church and receive offerings to care for these believers in Judea. So just a great example of how the church really poured out and gave sacrificially to be able to help these believers who were poor.
Well, what about that for the church, right? We're supposed to also give to the church, but some people might accuse the church of being greedy. What does God say about supporting the church, Brad?
Yeah, so there's a couple layers to this. So number one, just talking about how we care for the poor. That can be done through our local church as well. And sometimes that's one of the best ways that we can organize and provide for the believers in our own house of worship, but also then for people in other lands and so on and so forth. So a lot of giving takes place through the church. The fundamental giving to the church, though, is caring for those who are instructing us in the Word. Galatians 6:6 says, the one who receives instruction in the Word must share all good things with their instructor. So this really goes back to almost the Old Testament example. We see how the land was divided up among all the tribes, and the Levites were chosen to be the spiritual leaders of Israel. And as such, they didn't receive the inheritance of the land. But all the rest of the Israelites were to give, and part of that giving was to support those who were the religious leaders. And we see in 1 Corinthians 9 actually lays it out, and it talks about those who were in temple service got their food from the temple. And it says, in the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. So this is our responsibility to care for those who are making their living, making their livelihood by sharing the gospel. So we need to make sure that we're giving to our church so that we are providing for those people.
Well, Brad, you know, this is a question that I know I've heard people debate before, especially when it comes to giving to your church as tithes and offerings, et cetera. But just giving in general, wherever you may be giving, how can we determine how much to give to know what is appropriate to give?
Yeah, so the fundamental scripture behind this, I'll say, is 2 Corinthians 9. We see each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. We see several principles there. So one of them is we need to be deciding what we're going to be giving. So it's not something that's a last-minute thing that we just give whatever we have on us at that point in time. There may be a point where we do that, but we should be trying to plan this out. And it should require some work and some planning on our part. So we start by examining our hearts and seeing what, you know, lots of careful prayer and consideration and figuring out what is it that our heart wants to give. So we want to be open to that idea that we're going to be giving as much as we can and see what our heart really wants to give. Then we sit down and we look at what are our spending obligations to provide for our family, both now and coming up in the near future, because we want to make sure, again, that we're taking care of our family as well. And once we have those two things, so this is where the work comes in, we got to know what our situation is. Then we figure out how do we balance those two things, because we can honor God in providing for our family, we can honor God in our giving. And if we get things out of balance, so if it's all focused on providing for our family and doing fun things, and there is no giving, then we're out of balance. But we can also be out of balance the other way. We can be trying to give every last penny away, and in doing that, we may not be providing for our family because we're squeezing them in order to try to give everything that we can possibly give away. So what we need to be doing is making sure that we're then creating that balance once we have full information. So we provide for our families, but yet we shouldn't be living in luxury as if there is no need. So we're balancing that providing for our families with how much we're giving. And it's going to be different for every person. Now, the one thing I would say, even on the person that's on a super tight budget, I would highly recommend that they at least give something. So it may not be what their heart wants to give at that point in time, but that's something for them to work towards. But I would tell them to at least be giving something, because then it's still an act of worship to God, and it protects our hearts from getting too caught up on the things for us and ignoring God completely. So even those people that are really struggling financially, look to give something and give it regularly. It could be $5 a month, and that's perfectly fine. And then just work at building that up as God provides more.
Well, Brad, I think that it's so important that, just as you said, that amount, it's really about the discipline of giving. Do we give regularly and do we save regularly? That are really key, because it's so easy for us to just spend regularly, isn't it?
Yeah, we want to make sure that we're building a process that's going to create that balance. We'll work on the dollar amounts later. If you've never started giving, just start giving something. Make it a regular habit. Once we have it as a habit, that's when we get into that cheerful aspect too. If it's something we've never done before, then we may begrudgingly give the first time we give. It's a possibility, because we're wrestling with the heart of the flesh. But as we start to build that process, it becomes more and more joyful.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. Well, we're going to be looking forward to what you got on tap for us next week. I think this will be great. But this lesson on giving, Brad, so insightful. I really appreciate this. I'm sure as all who are listening do.
Well, appreciate the opportunity, guys.
Hey, Brad, take care. We're going to get everybody in touch with you, by the way.
Yes.
Here's how you do it. And Brad has a website of his own, but you can connect by going through ours, which might be easier to remember.
Yeah, that's simple. We can go either to kellyandsteve.org, and you can just head on over to investingintruth.com.
You know, I appreciate what he was saying about spending and this heart of flesh.
Yeah.
That's something I really had to get under control.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to spend it, but it's difficult for us to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that's so important. It's not just what you do, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't, God's not looking at you going, do you pray 2 minutes a day? Do you pray 2 hours a day? Right? Do you give $5? Do you give $500?
Mm-hmm.
Do you worship me? Is what he's asking. Do you worship me? Are you focused on me? Am I even part of your day? And that's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
So if we make that discipline, then eventually it doesn't really matter. We get to this point where we're comfortable, and we become, it's just part of who we are and how we worship.
Yeah, I appreciate that you pointed that out, because you can write a check for $500 to get someone to quit asking you to give to whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there it's done, and you walk off, and you don't think twice about it.
Right.
Or you can write that same check and do it with a heart of gratitude toward God and to honor him. And that is what makes all the difference. That's just going back even to the widow's mite. She didn't have much. But man, the heart she had when she gave.
She gave it all.